This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the show that puts you in the dugout and ready to take the field with your Twins. It's the pregame lineup card with everything you need to know before the first pitch. The lineup card is brought to you by Target, proud partner of the Minnesota Twins.
Well, the Twins looking to avoid a seventh straight loss to Atlanta, and they need to win the last two against the Braves to avoid dropping three straight series for the first time this season. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the pregame lineup card. I'm Mark Chinowski. Despite the loss last night, the Twins actually gained a half a game on Cleveland because the Guardians were swept in a doubleheader by KC yesterday. Cleveland has a one-game lead in the Central over the Royals, the Twins 1.5 back of KC, and Twins still in possession of the third wild card spot in the American League with a healthy five-game advantage over Boston. We have a pair of rookies taking the mound tonight as Simeon Woods Richardson is set to make his 23rd start. He's 5-3 with a 3.69 ERA and is coming off back-to-back wins for the first time in his career. Spencer Schwellenbach will oppose for Atlanta. He was their second-round pick out of the University of Nebraska in 2021, even though Atlanta knew he was going to need Tommy John surgery. He missed all of 22, began this season at high A, was in double A for a month, and then called straight to the show from there on May 29th. Righty is 5-6 with an ERA just under 4, but since the beginning of July, he's 4-2 with 62 strikeouts and issued only 4 walks. He fanned 9 Phillies, allowed 2 runs on 3 hits and 6 2/3, picked up the victory on Thursday. That is what's ahead. What's behind? Well, let's rewind to a wet and disappointing series opener last night. Bailey Ober was looking for his 12th consecutive quality start. That possibility ended after the first four hitters of the game, with Matt Olson's three-run homer capping off a four-run first. Twins got one back in the home half against Max Fried, but the Braves responded in a big way in the second. Marcell Ozuna on RBI single. Olson doubled home a pair, and then Travis d'Arnaud crushed one.
And this pitch hit a ton. That one's headed for the seats. That's a home run. 9-0 Atlanta, and the walls are caving in on Minnesota here in the second.
Yeah, that was d'Arnaud's first career homer against the Twins. Over a career-high 9 runs allowed in just 2 innings. Then the skies opened up. We had an 86-minute rain delay. When we resumed, Scott Blewett turned in 3 scoreless innings. Twins got a pair of unearned runs in the fifth off of Fried to cut it to 9-3. But then Atlanta hit double digits when a run scored on a Trevor Richards wild pitch in the sixth. Twins picked up 3 more off the Braves' bullpen, including solo home runs from Farmer and Wallner. But in the end, Atlanta won it 10-6, Ober's first loss since before the All-Star break. Now some roster moves earlier today. The Twins DFA'd Trevor Richards. He was their only acquisition they made at the trade deadline. Caleb Bosley is back from St. Paul. Plus, the Twins claimed Michael Tonkin off of waivers, transferred Joe Ryan to the 60-day injured list. Tonkin's second stint with the team this season, but he will not be here until tomorrow. So some roster juggling with the bullpen. Hopefully Rocco does not need a lot of arms tonight because he gets a strong start from Simeon Woods Richardson. For more on this one, I bring in Chris Atterbury, Dan Gladden. We are at the park thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino. And Chris, this rookie that's going for the Atlanta Braves today, and Spencer Schwellenbach, sandwiched between good lefties in Fried and Chris Sale, but he cannot be taken lightly. And what a great story.
He's a phenomenal story. They lost Spencer Strider, of course, in spring training, the guy who dominated the National League a year ago. Schwellenbach was a shortstop at the University of Nebraska, came out of high school in Michigan. Not until his junior year did he start to close for the Cornhuskers. You mentioned he had the Tommy John. This guy appeared in 16 games in the low minors in 2023. This year, just 8 games. High A, double A, zoop right to the minors for 14 starts. He has a 98% chase rate. Guys fish for that slider. Has a 95% walk rate. He throws a ton of strikes. Danny, the one big issue he's had, left-handed batters, they're in about 250 against him. The righty's only a .199, so surprise, surprise, bunch of lefties top of the order.
Also, look out, fifth inning, his ERA jumps up to almost 8. in that fifth inning. But also, Schwellenbach. I want to say I went to a sandwich place out in Arizona that was called that. But looking forward to that. Great story. But, you know, they've got them compared up there with some of the rookie guys, in particular the Pittsburgh guy in Skeens, Paul Skeens. So his stuff plays at the big league level for such a short career in the minors.
Talking to their broadcasters, they love him. They say he pitches kind of like a shortstop. Super athletic, super aggressive, everything downhill. And I kind of want to know more about the Schwellenbach Deli.
I'll get it to you.
I'm a little concerned. Is that because I talked about it being sandwiched between the lefties that I put your mind on it?
That's exactly where I went.
All right, well, another storyline that's not – well, hopefully it does not come true here tonight at all or even sometime in the future if or when. But Royce Lewis starting to get some action pregame out at second base. Now, the Twins, we know they value versatility. But, Danny, are you surprised to see Royce in that category again?
Well, yeah, the key there is again. We witnessed it. We witnessed it the other day when he was taking some ground balls. Not so much ground balls, but just the footwork around second base. And Kyle Farmer, a shortstop second baseman, was pretty much doing the instruction on Royce Lewis in the footwork around second base. Today we actually saw it. He was taking ground balls. He was shuffling the ball over there. Understand that there is a plan. I'm not sure who's going to be able to come out and say what the plan is. Listen to Royce Lewis. He's unsure of the plan. But there is a plan here. And Rocco came out and said, he goes, the plan isn't going to be to start him at second base. Versatility. If something should happen where you need multiple guys to kind of slide over at a position, then I can see him going over there to second base.
Yeah, Royce was very open. He said, I'm a little scared. I feel like a baby that's been taken out of the crib. He said, I played my whole life on the left side of the diamond. Played a few games, he said, in the Arizona Fall League. He said that was more like an all-star game. You're just kind of happy to be there. He said he's actually more comfortable as an outfielder than as a second baseman, and really said it would be like asking him to take in a bat right-handed, then flip around and bat left-handed.
Well, then I need to listen to him. if those are his feelings, that's what he's saying, I need to take that for heart. And then I remember talking to Eduardo Escobar. He'd go to second base. He goes, I'm lost. He's used to playing on the left side of the diamond. There's something about that. Coming up playing center field a little bit easier. You go over to left field, going to right field, you're lost out there.
Well, just also, you guys, domino effect here. For whatever the reason is, whatever they're talking about behind closed doors on this, there's an Edward Julian who, by the way, is starting at second base and hitting cleanup tonight. There's a Kyle Farmer who can play over there. So, I mean, there's
Brooks Lee.
Of different moving pieces, and it just seems to – I think Royce is also very concerned because we're at a point in the season where he's like, these games really matter. We're not in an exploratory, let's test drive some things. We're trying to get to a postseason spot. He doesn't want to do something that's not comfortable and cost him a key game.
And he said it's uncomfortable for him over there. So, my biggest concern isn't him fielding ground balls. He does that over third base, shortstop. He can do that. My concern is the area that he's got to go cover right center and down the right field line, the communication part. That's where it gets to me a little bit dicey. And also, don't forget, September 1st, there's going to be two roster moves. And we've got Brooks Lee that's rehabbing right now. Carlos Correa rehabbing right now. So those people are going to be coming back here and getting activated here at some point.
Roy said they asked him just to be open-minded, give it his all. He said, I always do that. But he's acknowledged, again, a little bit hazy as to what the plan is.
Yeah, so it's definitely a talking point that Twins territory has glommed onto and going to be yapping about here for quite some time. All right, thank you very much, Chris and Danny. We've been at the park thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino, the exclusive casino partner of the Twins. The island is your destination for all things fun. Visit ticasino.com to plan your visit. Well, the top of the Braves order jumped on Bailey Ober last night. Here's Rocco on what Simeon Woods-Richardson could take away from that outing to help him this evening.
He's going to have to mix. He always is going to have to mix and change speeds and throw strikes. He's going to have to go up and down in the zone against these guys, and his slider is going to have to be an effective pitch for him. So they only have two lefties in the lineup, but their right-handed hitters are good. They're quality right-handed hitters. But he's, again, the simple stuff with him is he's going to have to get ahead and attack them early on and then go to some of the other pitches as the at-bats go.
Yeah, Simeon with reverse splits this season. Numbers versus lefties better than righties, but one of the lefties he's going to be facing tonight is Matt Olson, who has homered in back-to-back games. Rocco will talk roster moves and about the Braves starter coming up. Then later on, why on earth does Mike Petriello reference Rick Ruschel? And a guy who, a rookie pitcher a couple years ago helps us see how impressive Simeon has been so far in this, his freshman campaign. This series versus Atlanta is brought to you by Apple Autos, your Minnesota powerhouse for all things automotive. Come see why they are the number one Ford dealer and the number two CDJR dealer in Minnesota. Seven brands, seven locations. Join Carlos Correa and shop appleautos.com for your next vehicle. Stay tuned for more of the lineup card here on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.